Welcome to the Madera Tribune Podcast, sponsored by Pacific Metal Fab. I'm your host, Nuka Sega-Brandreas, with my co-host, Tyler Takeda. And today we have two special guests with us. We have Madera National Little League President, Rolando Arredondo, with us, and then as well as Madera American Little League President, Stephanie Capelluti. Tyler, do you want to go ahead and get us started here?
Yeah, we have these presidents in here today because the thing that came across over the last couple of weeks is Little League gets to get started. Rolando, how excited are you to have Little League ready to go or getting started?
We are really excited. Me and Stephanie have been working hard to get this on the show, on the road for the kids out there in our community. We submitted 3 COVID plans to the city just to get this thing going. The first 2 had to be revised to get that third one in, so we have to make sure we get all the precautions out there to keep the kids and the grandparents and parents, aunts and uncles, brother and sister all out there, all safe.
Yeah.
So we got a whole plan ready to get out there, and we're pumped. We're super excited. We got things ready to go. We got this ball rolling, and we're ready for tryouts and get this season going.
Yeah, and Stephanie, there was no Little League, you guys got in maybe what, one, I know you had opening day and a couple of games in, but then everything got shuttled. How excited are you guys ready to be able to have a full season going? And then I know because of all this stuff going on, you guys got to go right away with tryouts and registration and sign-ups. So when are your tryouts and sign-ups, I guess off the top of your head, or when are things getting started for you guys?
We start right away. Tryouts are tomorrow. Our first day of tryouts is tomorrow. And they are, sign-ups are at 4, and then tryouts start at 5. So we go 5 to 9 tomorrow.
Wow.
And then Thursday is our second one, Saturday is our third one, and then next Tuesday is the last one.
So
we're hitting the ground running.
And so with 4 real quick, when is opening day scheduled?
Opening day is scheduled for May 21st.
Okay, so right around the corner too. Is that the same with you, Rolando?
Opening day will be May 22nd. This is usually how we do. We follow up Madera American one day after.
Okay.
So we'll do opening day on May 22nd, and tryouts will start for Madera National May 1st, 9 o'clock in the morning. That's a Saturday, May 1st, 9 o'clock in the morning till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Tuesday, May 4th, Thursday, May 6th, and Saturday again, May 8th. So the Tuesday and Thursdays will be from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock for those tryout times.
Yeah, you know what we'll try and do is we'll get these information from you guys. I know Chris has already texted it to me. I'll get it from you guys, and we'll post this on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page, and even try to get it in the Tribune as much as we can, because I know you guys need the numbers up. But I heard from Chris that Madera American, you guys had a pre-sign-up type thing, and you guys got a lot of kids from that.
Yeah, we did it electronically this year, and we have a lot of brand new sign-ups, so we still haven't finished getting all our returning players to sign up yet, but we have majority of our sign-ups right now are all brand new players, so we're excited about that. And it's not even sign-up day yet, so we'll see how it goes tomorrow too.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, Rolando and I both are like, we want as many numbers as we can get.
And I know, same with you. But how's the softball ones going?
So softball has been going crazy all since everything's been shut down, and then getting reopened. The phone has been going off the hook, text messages, emails. Little League finders on the app to find where their kids will play. It's wild. So we're hoping the softball program is looking right now. I think we had 57 kids, and that's only in 3 days opening up registration. So we're looking good right now. But like I said, we just need to pump out more and more information. That way we know these kids are out there. Once they see us out there too, that's going to be a big help.
Can you talk about, and I know either you or Stephanie can answer this, Rolando, can you talk about what the COVID plan exactly, kind of talks about? You know, what is, exactly the step-by-step process that you're kind of expected to go through, just in case, I guess, in a way?
You want to handle this one, Stephanie, or you want me to take this one?
I barely heard the question. I'm really sorry.
Well, what kind of COVID steps are you guys having to go through?
A lot of it is a lot like the schools. Parents are being, asked to take temperatures at home, but then also our coaches have to take temperatures at every single practice. We have to take temperatures before they can even come on the field. Have to have a contact tracing form, so that has to be done every single day that we're with our kids, and have to try and maintain them being 6 feet apart. They want them wearing masks even out on the field. So that's going to be interesting once we get July weather. But they want us doing assigned seating for our spectators. And right now, they have talked about what we had to put in our plan was they can't share equipment. We can't use our dugout. They want the kids outside the dugout, especially for, I know Rolando has closed dugouts on field one like we do, so because our dugouts are closed, they don't want us using them or not having a full team in there. The coaches have to wear masks at all times. We have to have hand sanitizer available to them. We have to be monitoring our crowds and keeping them from cheering. Yes, we have to keep our crowd from cheering. Not quite sure how that's going to play out. But, and we're supposed to try and keep our rule is that families can bring three people. There can be three people per player.
Uh-huh.
But we're also required to monitor who's coming in off the park or off the street. So we're supposed to be required to keep, the park capacity at 20%.
Ooh. And that's kind of hard with the open park, right?
Yes. It's a wide open park. So, Rolando and I have some interesting, duties when it comes to that, because that's kind of a big ask when it's a wide open park and it's a public park.
Well, I think Mondo would have a harder time with this part because at least your outfield, you can't have anybody behind the fence in the outfield because they'd be sitting in the creek and they'd be swimming. Whereas Romando's got that whole area behind the park he's got to monitor as well. That's going to be the hard part for you, I would assume, right, Romando?
Yeah, we'll take every precaution necessary. We'll be on the intercom, maintain your social distance. There's only so much we can do. We are in an outside setting, though. Stephanie and myself both have children in travel ball or coach travel ball leagues. We've been to other towns where it's monitored pretty well. We've taken
tips from everything,
and then you try to put it all together and make yours as best, as strong as their leagues are. So,
is there a possibility that if Madera County is able to go through some of the tiers and maybe get into orange or get into yellow? I don't know if we're going to be able to get into yellow, but at least get to orange. Will that be help with the restrictions with you guys?
I would imagine that would help a whole lot of the restrictions.
Especially to let more people come to the park?
More to the park, probably more kids in the dugout. I wouldn't necessarily say less mask use because you'd want to keep that mask mandatory as long as we have to. But I would say there'd be a little bit more leniency. There's a lot of steps we have to do, like coaches after the game's over have to clean out the dugout, sanitize the dugouts. We're asking a lot more from our volunteers than usually, but we're living in a different time.
I wanted to touch on that. You said, you're asking a lot of your volunteers. Are you looking for more volunteers? Is that something you're trying to get out to the community?
We are always looking for volunteers, always looking for coaches. We need all the help we can get. The community really needs to come together for this program to succeed. That's what Little League is. It's a community-involved program. The parents are basically essentially the runners of this organization. I myself am a parent. Stephanie's a parent. We have kids involved in Little League. They depend on us to run this league.
And one of the things that I really like about both leagues is that they have coaches that have been there for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Goonie with with Madera American, you know, he's part of it. And even with Ray Hicks with Madera National, I don't know if he's retired yet.
No, Ray Hicks.
He said he's going to retire soon.
He's told me he's going to retire for the last 2 years, but he's been there 30-plus years, and he's one of the biggest helpers out there for our park.
So I know that that's really good to get those guys, but, you know, we still need new blood. I know you guys always, we see it all the time, so the new blood is needed. So is a lot of the registration, is that all done online now, or are you still taking paper registration?
You can still do both paper registration and online registration. Like Stephanie will have her signups, and when they do their in-person signups, you can sign up in person. Makes some people are old school that way. They love that way. I personally like that way. I get to see who's out there. You get to, you know, interact with other people. So we do the dates that I gave out, the 1st, the 4th, the 6th, and the 8th, those are all personal day signups, and you can register any day online 24/7.
So, Stephanie, with the tryout dates, those are tryouts, but yet you can still sign up online at any time. But the tryouts are the most important ones for the kids to come out, especially for majors.
Yes.
Yeah, those are also the sign-up dates. As long as the player makes it to 2 of the 4, they're
good to go.
So if they can't make it out until
Saturday,
as long as they're there Saturday and Tuesday, they're fine. So they can sign up and try out at the same time.
So what's the timetable? How quick did this go to say, all right, you could go to say, all right, we have tryouts this day?
Well, that was the kicker. So every time we got, you know, we went to the red tier, we were like, okay, we got this ball rolling. And we submitted COVID plans, our response plans, and then we get them sent back. We have to revise them. So essentially, what did we say? 2 weeks ago, Stephanie, we were ready to go, and we're just waiting for these response plans to pass. So we've lost 2 weeks because of this. But we can put it all back together. Madera is a baseball town.
Yeah.
And we have baseball weather. We can put this together and get a city championship for the Madera community by the end of this summer.
Yeah, how neat is that? I mean, especially in the season, you know, the last season that we had last year, now we're able to get these kids on the field and be able to have a season. I'm thinking, even though you're stressing like crazy, it'll be good come May 21st and May 22nd to see these kids on the field, you know, opening day.
The relief will be... I mean, just everything will be, I mean, just to see the kids out there. I'm not even a big picture taker, but I'm going to have my camera. I need to have all these memories locked up just to remember where it was literally like, when is this going to ever happen again? Is this ever going to happen again?
Yeah.
So this is something I don't want to forget.
Hey, Stephanie, especially with Madera American, are you guys planning on doing something to honor Mike?
Yes. Our whole season is being dedicated to Mike, so opening day is definitely going to have a tribute to Mike, and our uniforms are going to have a tribute to him as well. This year is definitely for Mike coming back.
So yeah.
As excited as we are to get back on the field, it's just as much for him as well.
Yeah, I have a feeling if I'm announcing that opening day, it's going to take a few, a box of tissues at least to get through that day. Because it's already hitting me now and I'm barely talking about them.
Can you kind of maybe...
I'm hoping someone's probably standing next to me that if I can't finish a sentence, that somebody can pick it up for me. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people were really close with Mike, but he was definitely a buddy of mine, and all last year about me being president, and I was like, no, it's okay. And then for me to be it and him not be here to be with me is kind of, it's really bittersweet. And so it'll definitely be hard, and there's a lot more qualified people who can stand up and talk about him than me, but it's still hard to talk about it.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where, yeah, I'll be president if you're there by my side. And I think that was the same way Chris was before you. And now he's not there, you're like, oh, there's nobody to ask all these questions that you have. Because he was right there with those answers. So.
Nobody, I don't think anybody has any clue how much he did for our league. just trying to do it now. I can see it. He wasn't even present. He did so much.
Yeah.
So much in the week.
And I wanted to touch on that.
There's a big hole.
You know, can you put it into words, you know, his impact on, you know, the Little League and just baseball in general in Madeira?
Oh, yeah. Mike was probably a legend, I would say. I myself rode Mike Molina's coattails. I won the first Valley Championship in Desmond history with the team that he essentially brought up from literally 8 years old to 13 years old. And we go to, you know, I go coach a Desmond team where I think I would say 9 out of the 14 kids were that Desmond team, 8 to 9 kids, and we dominated. And that was all Mike. I mean, I literally rode his coattails to a Valley Championship, a first time in school history. He's a legend. He's literally, like I said, I rode his coattails to a championship. He deserves more of that championship than I do, but I mean, I grinded it out. Me and Joe Sprang has grinded it out every day, but that was essentially his team. He is a big time star in our community.
I can even answer that because I remember he started South County Colts because he was tired of the Little League.
River Park.
He was tired of River Park always being Madeira. Mm-hmm. So he formed South County Colts so they could get the experience of playing in big games. So when it came to playing River Park, it would be just natural. Mm-hmm. And his favorite win was beating River Park. He loved beating River Park. That was the biggest thing ever. And, you know, and then Madeira South, the baseball team right now.
Right now.
All those kids are.
Yeah, those are Mike's kids right there. I can tell you. I watch. I see their record. I'm like, hey, it's not a surprise to me what they're doing now. We dominated. We went 10-0, and we beat every team by 15 or more runs.
And Stephanie, just talk about what, I mean, Chris is there helping you out, but still it's the Molina impact helping you guys out at Madeira American as well.
Yeah, Chris has really been a right-hand man to me. I mean, just his knowledge of from being president and whatnot, being player's agent and all knowledge he has for that, he's definitely been a big help guiding me through this thing called presidency. Definitely has. And even Rolando's been a big help as well, because it's been a fight. It's been a fight to be able to get back out on the field for the both of us and to be working together to do it and to get back out there. I know it's kind of unprecedented to hear that Nationals and Americans are actually working together, because I know that's not normal.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing I wanted to bring up is that, you know, there's great cooperation between the two leagues. I know before there was some cross-playing too as well, and I know they want to continue that. I know I'm going to do what I can to open myself to be there for opening day for both teams, because I know I get called about it. But, you know, thank you very much for coming on. We want to make sure we get the word out. Check out, both teams have a Facebook page where you can find their schedules. We're going to put their stuff on our page as well. Try and get it in the Tribune as well. We want to get as many people out. Coaches, volunteers, parents help, players out there. So Madeira American, Madeira National League, good luck to you guys. We'll be there May 21st, May 22nd for opening day.
Thank you.
And, you know, like Tyler said, you know, thank you again to Rolando and Stephanie for joining us. And to the Madeira Tribune supporters and listeners, thank you again for tuning in with us this week. And we'll be back again next week, same time, with more guests and more information for our listeners. So thank you again.